Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I see the Dan bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, soon to not be a new friend. Margie Maldron is going to be back. We're having a good time with her. Feedback Revolution is her book. Margie, I need your website again, please.
ilovefeedback.com.
I love feedback. Boy, that's a funny new web address. Because everybody doesn't love feedback, Margie.
No, that's my goal, is to have people love giving feedback, not because they have to,
right,
and not because they think they should, but
right,
because they want to.
So how do we – there are 84 million millennials, and essentially 100% of them are available to the workplace right now. Many of them are managers now. Some of them, they're like 39 years old now, the oldest ones. They're grown, right? And they've been to town. And so how do we get them to the feedback that if we're managing them, how do we get them the feedback that is justified without, A, babying them, and C, and B, without wasting a lot of time and having to do it over again? What do you think?
I think with millennials, I think you need to be specific and get to the point quickly and use their impatience. As you said, millennials don't like anything that's over 24 hours long. And use that impatience to your advantage.
How do you do that?
Well, I think you really get to the point quickly and say, this is how you need to do this differently, and praise also. I think millennials work for the praise, and they just don't know any other way.
So if they work for the praise, it means they really can't stand critique. And I've seen this in the millennials that I've employed, and I employed them for years after I discovered this about them, where I would say, okay, Sue or John or whoever, here's what you did. Here's what it cost us. Here's the trouble it created. Do you understand why this happened? Okay, so we won't have to worry about this anymore. That kind of a conversation. No yelling, no level stare, almost maybe not even calling them into the office or anything, like they're in trouble. They cannot, this Sue, for example, or John, act like they can't wait to get away from me. Like, oh my God, I can't stand this. And here's the problem. It makes me feel like they're not listening.
I would totally agree with you. Sometimes millennials do not like to get corrective or challenging feedback. And sometimes as managers, as leaders, we use too many words, I would say, and because we want to engage in that dialogue with them for them to understand. And I think we just have to get to the point quickly and not try to bounce around with more explanations.
If you think about it, though, Margie, a lot of people have, over the years, have told us we needed to sugarcoat it and baby it, you know what I mean, and not make a big deal out of it.
Yes, it's confusing as managers to figure out how to balance that. But isn't that the same with lots of things?
Mm-hmm.
Too many words, not enough words. Too much detail, not enough detail. We really have to learn to balance it.
Well, corrective feedback, a critique, a jacking up, a scolding, however serious it is. You know, do you realize you just cost us $1 million? I mean, that's worthy of a little bit of a pointed language. But regardless, no one is ever supposed to think that this is going to be comfortable. You messed up. Let's make sure we don't do it again, so you can keep your job. Right? This is part of life, isn't it?
It certainly is, and millennials have watched people get feedback on television their entire life. When we think about reality shows, mm-hmm. Survivor, the cooking shows, Dancing with the Stars, all of these things perhaps, and the feedback revolution is being televised. Right now, people are getting feedback, very specific. Don't do this, or you won't stay on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know. All I would like to, and if I could encourage millennials, and again, I remind them that I love them. Nobody loves them more than I do. I appreciate a whole lot about them. But if they're going to work for me, I need them to grow up. I need them to be adults. And take their medicine when the medicine's, you got medicine coming. What do you think? Is that wrong, Margie?
No, I don't think that's wrong at all. We can't afford to babysit and coddle anyone in the workforce because we all live by a similar mantra, and that is no margin, no mission.
I like that. Hey, Margie, will you come back?
I would love to.
I've enjoyed having you on the show.
Delightful.
You got more to teach us. We'll get you back again real soon.
Okay, that sounds great.
Margie Mauldin, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Feedback Revolution. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.